This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Denver police have released new information about the girl who survived a fall from a city homeless shelter and what led up to the accident. Denverite's Andrew Kenny reports.
The air conditioning was broken and the converted hotel room was sweltering, so someone popped the lock on the sliding glass door, getting some fresh air for the homeless immigrant family, but exposing a balcony with no guardrails. The family's 11-year-old daughter ran through the curtain and over the edge. Her 5-story fall earlier this month broke her femur. Police records show the family had previously tried to change rooms, but it did not happen for unclear reasons. The city has since secured the sliding doors for all the rooms in the former hotel. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
Senator John Hickenlooper has introduced a bill to continue snowpack monitoring and forecasting. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Hickenlooper is working with Utah Senator John Curtis on the bill to reauthorize the Bureau of Reclamation's snow water supply forecasting program through 2031. It also increases how much money goes to the program to just over $32 million over 5 years. Snowmelt provides a lot of water for Colorado and downstream states, and Hickenlooper says better snow monitoring will lead to more accurate water predictions, especially as much of the West remains in drought. The House version of the bill, introduced by Colorado Representatives Jeff Hurd and Joe Neguse, was recently voted out of committee and heads to the floor. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Metro Denver experienced higher humidity than Dallas, Nashville, Chicago, and Oklahoma City this morning. The National Weather Service office in Boulder says the unusual weather is due to cooler temperatures behind a cold front. Today's dew point reached the mid-60s to low 70s. The average Denver dew point hovers in the 40s and 50s this time of year. This is CPR News and KRCC.